Our weekly Mortgage Monday segment centers around, of course, the $700 billion bailout by the government. We're joined by Carl Delmont with Freedmont Mortgage. Okay, I'm going to quote you something that you said regarding this whole bailout. If someone robs my house, I don't think that I'm inviting them over as a house guest while I'm on vacation.
Or the house sit, yeah, while I'm on vacation.
Yes.
You're right. And I have a little bit of a problem with some of these congressmen and senators, especially the Senate Finance Committee, who oversaw, or supposedly oversaw, all this stuff. If you Google Christopher Dodd and say Countrywide or some other things, you'll find out that they took some of these same sweetheart deals that they're now criticizing. You know, and Greenspan wasn't allowed to own stocks, but these guys are allowed to take loans from the people that they, and sweetheart loans, loans that you and I could never get, and now go after that. But I think part of the irony of this whole bill, and I read the draft last night, and again, politics entered into it. I'm not real crazy about it, but maybe it's needed. But the thing I have a problem with is that back in the 90s, they deregulated all this to create more opportunity and everything else. Doesn't it seem like with today's sale of Wachovia and all these other things that are going on, that all of a sudden now we're going to have less banks? Are we going to be a country of only three banks and three Wall Street firms?
Is that the case, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, and it's a global crisis, too. I mean, the government came in and bailed out Bear Stearns. Yeah, it didn't stop all other Wall Street firms from failing. So coming in and bailing out these banks and everything else, is that going to help? But right now we have Fortis, which is a Belgian bank that's about to become partially nationalized because of problems they're having. You have B&B in England, which is going to become nationalized. Their Fed is going to come and take over that. So it's not inherent just to the U.S. It's all over the place. I think it's partly indicative of a global economy in the fact that all these different banks are all investing in mortgage-backed securities here in the U.S. and everywhere else. And, you know, regulation, not regulation, whatever, we have a problem. We have to fix it. But as a consumer, I mean, there's just a lot of stuff you have to look out for. And I think, personally, like you said, to stay on the soapbox, I think when you look at, in this election, not so much the president, but we have to look at the congressmen and the senators we've elected, because our focus on the two presidential candidates, they're talking about change. We can make some real good change if we start looking at our elected officials in Congress and the Senate, who now are going to look good by passing this bill. But I don't know. I mean, I think they made a lot of mistakes over the years.
What about the here and now? I mean, what are you hearing from people who have questions about their mortgage? I mean, I'm sure that there's a lot of fear out there.
There is, and it's getting tougher and tougher to get a mortgage. I mean, you know, Maryland passed a law where you can't no longer do stated income, and that was to abuse or stop the abuse. But there are a lot of legitimate people who maybe are in sales, get a small salary, but get a big commission. Well, if you can't document all that income, but maybe they have it, maybe someone who's making $10,000 a year selling on eBay, but been doing it for 10 years, can't use that income anymore. Also, people whose scores are lower. There's a lot of things that are going on to make it tougher and tougher. And what's making it worse is that banks still have money. They just don't want to lend right now. So what's happening is, I think we're going to see a ripple effect shortly where banks are not lending to small businesses. Small businesses aren't going to be able to spend. And ripple effects will triple down to the American consumer. And I think we're going to see a little bit worse before we see better.
Okay.
So I wish I had better news. I try to be positive.
I wish you did too, but you know, at least you're honest.
Well, I try.
All right. Carl, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next.